Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Crowd urging Miguel to deliver a big hit here in the fifth. Conley sets the 3-2. Swinging a fly ball left field. Way back in left and gone. Three-run shot for Cabrera, and the Tigers take the lead.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Here we go. Snap. Spot. Kick on the way. It's no good. It's no good. It's no good. And it's over. The Lions have won it for the first time since 1991. They come to Green Bay and post an improbable victory.
Get ready. It's now drive time.
Barrett quickly in the shotgun gets the snap. No, Barrett keeps it and goes in for the left for the touchdown. JT Barrett, as he faked it and on a five-yard run, curled around to the left and gives Ohio State lead on the touchdown run.
Here's the host of drive time.
Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Hurry blocks the shot. Then Gretzky in. 3-0 Los Angeles. Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco, 15 feet, 4 inches, Sarah Cup, President's Cup to the United States.
Hi, everybody, from the Superstore. Glad to have you on board. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. My name is Mike Miller. This show is always driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik, and indeed, we are home right here on ESPN of World Series Game 1 and the rest of all the matchups between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago Cubs. It all gets underway tonight at Cleveland. First pitch about 8:08. We'll join coverage about 8 o'clock tonight, preceded by High School Football Forum with Bill Clark. So got a good show lined up for you tonight. Dan Cummins will join us at 5:15 tonight. Just kind of want to get his thoughts on what he is thinking, the type of coverage that we'll get here from the local television stations in Toledo. Probably talk some Ohio State with him as well. Also tonight at about 5:35, we'll be talking to sideline reporter Jim Heller of the University of Toledo Rockets. They're coming off that big win over Central Michigan on Saturday. The Rockets now in this midweek situation where they, well, they play this week Thursday against the Ohio Bobcats, who, by the way, lead the MAC East, and then after that a bunch of Wednesdays before a Friday game. They close out the regular season portion of the MAC schedule against, well, number 20 ranked Western Michigan. So the Rockets are rolling on, doing a lot of good things with Logan Woodside and Cody Thompson, MAC player of the week, by the way, in the Western division. So Rockets and Ohio University coming up on Thursday night. The Bowling Green Falcons, they're off until a week from tonight, I believe. That is November the 1st, and again, they play Northern Illinois, so a bye week for the Falcons. Of course, the other action coming up this weekend, Northwestern is at Ohio State. I'm probably going to get Tim May on. That'll be on Friday. The Buckeyes are a 25-point favorite in that one. Michigan is at Michigan State University this weekend, and the Wolverines are a 22-point favorite in that one. Rockets, by the way, 17-point favorite over the Bobcats. That seems a little bit high. And as I mentioned, Bowling Green, Northern Illinois, Bowling Green gets a bye. 1 week from tonight, they will be playing over in DeKalb, Illinois. Knicks in Cleveland tonight. What a night in Cleveland. How about that? By the way, Red Wings play tonight. They're red hot. They have won 4 consecutive games. But game one of the World Series at Progressive Field, right across the street, the raising of the banner for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Boy, downtown Cleveland, you don't think that'll be rocking tonight. Tonight, probably rocking already. Probably has been rocking all day long. So a great day in sports. And, again, hats off to the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago Cubs. In 176 combined seasons between these two clubs, since either of those teams have won a World Series. So somebody's going to be happy. I thought Dave Briggs really had the best line, read his story today, and he kind of mentioned that, listen, next week, cemeteries in Ohio and Illinois will find a surge in traffic The living will come in to celebrate with their dead relatives and deceased people that never got to see a championship for either the Cubs or the Indians. Not trying to be, make this into a sad situation or be macabre here, but I just thought, that's exactly right. These two teams and their loyalties passed on from generation to generation to generation, and basically that's what this is all about, especially in Chicago, I think. The Indians were there in 97. The Cubs were there in the World Series the last time in 45. That was against the Detroit Tigers, by the way. But, again, just I think it's a great matchup. I got to tell you, there's some things that have just kind of gone by the wayside for me. Monday Night Football, has been one of them over the years. I remember the day you couldn't wait. You couldn't wait to see Monday Night Football. You'd stay up till 9 o'clock, which I thought was late. A lot of the younger folks asleep by the time the first quarter was over, school the next day. And I have to tell you, depending on the matchup, being a Tiger guy, of course, you hang in every pitch if your team is in. But, over the last couple of years, I haven't seen too many things that have really been compelling. But this one here, Cleveland and the Cubs, this is compelling. Number one, because it's kind of a regional thing with Cleveland. And the history that I just talked about, two teams that have not won again in a combined 176 years. This is a Chicago Cub team that's won 103 games. The Las Vegas boys have made them almost 2-1 favorites in this thing. Again, game one tonight in Cleveland, game two in Cleveland tomorrow night, and then off to Chicago for games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dan Cummins coming up after this. This is Drive Time.
Five the Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. This show is always driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. A lot of great deals up here at the Superstore. We're coming to you tonight for the showroom, the Mothership. One of my favorites. How about this one? A 2016 Dodge Challenger SXT, $99 a month. That is for a 24-month lease. Again, all those great deals. See them at TheMonroeSuperstore.com. We've had a good week so far. We got a great week lined up. Yesterday at 5:15, rather, we had Nick Piotrowicz on. Talked about the Ohio State Buckeyes and that stunning loss over at State College against the Nittany Lions. Season a long way from being over for the Ohio State Buckeyes. And also yesterday, we talked to Craig Muter, the National Baseball Museum, a.k.a. that is Cooperstown. That's a Hall of Fame. That's all about history, like this series is tonight, is all about history. Joining us now, a guy that is not history, Dan Cummins joins us. Long-time television sportscaster in this market for numerous outlets, mostly Channel 11. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Mike, very busy today. How are you? We've got
good. Thank you for taking the time.
Well, we've got World Series coverage going, so I'm all World Series all the time. We've got Jordan, Danielle, in Cleveland. I'm back here hosting a special from 7 to 7:30, and we've got like 30 cuts of video being fed in. I got to get them all attached to the right spots of the show, or the show blows up and sinks like the Titanic. So I'm trying to get as much done as I possibly can.
I will not keep you long, sir. I know what that a little bit, what all that is about. So I appreciate you taking the time. I mean, can you ever remember? I mean, just think about it, and I'm sure you're going to have video on both fronts. But here, the Cavaliers, unbelievably, are raising their championship banner tonight. The players are going to receive their rings, and Game One of the World Series in Cleveland. Somebody tells me this a year ago, I would have looked at them like they had a third eye in the middle of their forehead.
Well, you know what? Something special would be going on. I'd agree with you if the Browns were undefeated. They are not. A month ago when we were talking about the timing of the World Series, when the games would be, one of our producers is a huge Cleveland fan. He said, that's the same night the Cavs home opener. They'll be doing raise the banner. We go, what? I couldn't believe that would crisscross that way, but it is, and we're dealing with it tonight. We've been dealing with that somewhat in our special. We talked to Allie Clifton from the Toledo Rockets, who's a Fox broadcaster. We talked to her about the raising of the banner tonight, the impact on that, and how Cleveland's handling all that. So we're trying to cover all the bases with both giving some love to the Cavs tonight in our special at 7 o'clock, as well as the wall-to-wall, the baseball for the World Series game one tonight from 7 to 7:30. The timing of it all is this, you know, we have our newscast at 5, 6, 6:30, but we have a, on Fox 36, a show from 7 to 7:30, locally produced, World Series pregame show, and that precedes Fox Network coming on at 7:30 with their pregame show that will be nationally oriented, of course, and then the game first pitch like 8:05, 8:08, somewhere in there.
Busy indeed. Of course, we'll have the game right here in the ticket as well. Talking to Dan Cummins. Hey, I asked you this once before. Maybe it's my age, or I wasn't impacted by the answer, but I'm going to ask you again. When you look at the Northwest Ohio market, Dan Cummins, give me a percentage. And listen, I know a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon now for the Cleveland Indians because it is regional. But what would you say if these events weren't taking place, mixture of Tiger fans, Indian fans on a percentage basis?
Oh, wow. You know, it's so hard to tell. I think probably further out east of town, you get a heavier Cleveland event, and then north of Toledo, you get more Detroit, west of town, more Detroit. I'd have to, you know, we try to treat it 50-50. I think probably with baseball, as far as Indians and Tigers, we tend to give the Tigers more coverage because they are a Mudhens Major League affiliate. You know, had it been the Indians in town instead of them being in Columbus, I think we'd probably be the same way with Cleveland. But we try to treat both the Indians and the Tigers equally in our coverage. And of course, we tend to drift more toward the team that's winning more at the time. I know the last 6 weeks of the season, as the Tigers did a fade, we were leading more with the Indians and some of the dramatic wins they had. Did you know they had 11 come from behind, or 11 walk-off wins this year? That's just incredible. This team this year just has some kind of a magic about it, not to mention a superior bullpen, which makes for very exciting year for the fans. And we'll see. Can you fathom what it's like for the Cubs having not won a championship since 1908, and here are the Indians, no championship since 1948, and here they are playing in a World Series? Baseball fans are just going to, it's a win-win proposition.
No, it is, Dan. I just talked about this. Listen, I it's tough for me, I guess, unless I have a dog in the fight to really, I don't want to say, I get into everything, but I mean, I'm not transfixed on things, but I think you just nailed it. This is a series that's an appealing situation, not just for the Cubs fans and the 176 combined years between the two franchises, but it's just, it's an appealing matchup. There's absolutely no doubt about that. Hey, I remember you said on this show once, how you enjoyed talking, and how Jim Leland is one of your favorites. Have you ever had the opportunity in your career, Dan, to talk to Terry Francona? And if you did, any impressions there?
I have not, Mike. However, I've listened to a lot of his news conferences the last couple of days. Both Joe Maddon and Terry Francona have been doing news conferences, and they're both very similar in that they're both down-to-earth guys, very humble individuals. They paid their dues coming through to get where they are, and they're both considered among the best managers in baseball. It's kind of like Leland and Tony La Russa were maybe 15, 20 years ago. These are the new generation of guys that are not only baseball mind, but they're just level-headed guys. They describe their job as to put their people in the position to do the best job they possibly can and then let them go about and do it. And they try to take as little credit as possible. And that's the people that win, I think. The people that let the people they work with do the job and let them take the credit, that's the way a winner comes about, I think.
Well, you know what? The last time these two teams won a World Series, obviously the Cubs in 08, and if you can fathom this, and obviously the Cleveland Indians in 1948, no color TV. And tonight, a standing room only ticket in Cleveland. You can get one for $910. So did I miss anything, Dan? One more time, your coverage tonight. Would you run down that for us one more time, please? And also, if anything else that I missed you'd like to touch on.
Yeah, on Fox 36 tonight, we have a half-hour pregame show for the World Series. It's a half hour before Fox comes on at 7:30. We're on Fox 36 from 7 to 7:30. We're going to have Jordan and Danielle at Cleveland with a variety of really cool stories about the Indians and the Cubs. And we've got Tom Runnels, who's the husband of Chris Peterson. He is back from the Colorado Rockies season, and he's going to come in studio and talk baseball with us as well. Very knowledgeable guy. Of course, with the Rockies, he was playing the Cubs this season, knows the history of baseball. He knows how good the Cubs are, can talk about the players a little bit. So I'm looking forward to getting this show on the air and getting one of them out of the way. We've got another show tomorrow from 7 to 7:30. So if you planned on watching the World Series, tune us in, Channel 36 from 7 to 7:30.
Good stuff, Dan. Thanks for taking the time and a busy day. Great hearing your voice. Appreciate it. We'll be watching.
You too, Mike. Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
And that's Dan Cummins, Fox 36 and WTOL Channel 11. Wall-to-wall coverage for the dean of the sportscasters in Toledo. Dan Cummins does a great job. He's got a great crew and a great staff as well. How about that? $910 tonight in Cleveland for a standing room only ticket. You know, I've been to some pretty big sporting events over the years, and I've been able to broadcast a number of them as well. I don't think I've ever really been shut out of an event. I mean, I think you just really got to look around, and you know, if you don't want to get in there for the start of the game, and I understand that is really the appeal for this too. You want to see all the pomp and circumstance that, you know, go with World Series and the introductions of both teams and all the ceremonies beforehand. But I think, you know, I'm going to guess there's going to be some people tonight in Cleveland that have just, you know, been hanging out at certain watering holes and hanging around here and hanging around there that have a knowledge of who shows up with tickets and been to a couple of games in Cleveland. And listen, there's a lot of guys out on the street. They're going to make some money tonight, but it will be rocking. There is absolutely no doubt about that. Had a chance just a couple of moments ago to look at the starting lineups for tonight's game, by the way. First for the visiting Cubs, Dexter Fowler. He's a switch hitter. By the way, the Cubs tonight against right-hander Corey Kluber, they will throw five left-handed hitters in that lineup. That, of course, includes the switch hitters. But Fowler will lead off in center field. MVP candidate Chris Bryant, right-handed hitter, will bat second at third base. Anthony Rizzo, left-handed first baseman, will bat third. Ben Zobrist, what a ball player he is. Left field tonight, switch hitter, he'll be batting left-handed. Kyle Schwarber, here's a real story as well. Missed the majority of the regular season, the entire season almost, with a very severe knee injury. I saw the replay of that injury a couple of times this morning. You just want to absolutely cringe. He was down in the Arizona Fall League taking pitches. They got him in the lineup. Of course, he's the DH tonight. I'll tell you what happens with things like this. I will guarantee you that Joe Maddon and Theo Epstein went to the real clubhouse leaders in that locker room for the Cubs and basically said this: hey guys, I don't want to rock the boat here. Things are going pretty good. And this tells you the type of teammate that Kyle Schwarber is. Should we bring him in? We know he's not ready. Should we put him on the roster? And I'll guarantee you, from what I heard and read, they say, yeah, let's bring him in. And not only do they bring him in, they pencil him in the lineup tonight as the DH. Javier Baez, the second baseman, what a story he has been. He will bat next. And a little bit of a Hayward out of the lineup tonight. Chris Conklin will play right field, left-handed hitter. I'm guessing that's the deal there because he's a lefty against the right-handed Kluber. Addison Russell will play short, bat eighth. And David Ross, the veteran catcher, batting ninth for the Cubs. Davis, by the way, seven right-handed hitters tonight in the lineup for the Cleveland Indians against the left-hander John Lester. Heard something today that I thought was pretty intriguing. John Lester is only the second pitcher in the history of the game to start game one of a best of seven World Series for two different teams. The other, of course, Lester with the Boston Red Sox and tonight with the Cubs. The other, Jack Morris, and I believe it was Jack Morris, did this number one with the Toronto Blue Jays and the Detroit Tigers. Might have been the Twins. I'm going to have to check on that. But only two players, two pitchers, have ever started game one of a best-of-seven World Series for two different teams, Lester and the former Tiger, Jack Morris. So Rajay Davis, he'll bat first in left field. Jason Kipnis, second base. Lindor, the switch hitter, he'll bat left-handed, bat third. Napoli at first. Santana's the DH. Ramirez, what a year he had. Of course, Guyer's going to play left tonight. Chisenhall batting left and right field, and Roberto Perez will be the catcher tonight. Just to touch on this, and I wanted to kind of say this to Dan, and those 11 come-from-behind wins for the Cleveland Indians. You know, I started talking about this, and for folks that listen to this show, I got on this in late July and in early August. I said they look like a team. You know how teams get a certain look? You know, you look in their dugout and they're down a couple runs and it's getting late. It just, we saw it, please, believe me, we saw it firsthand against the Detroit Tigers. I mean, they beat the Tigers to death. But this was a team, Cleveland, that just looked every time out that, you know what, we're going to find a way somehow. And you know what? They're 2-1 underdogs against the Cubs going into game one tonight. They're going to have to find something again. Right around the corner, Jim Heller, University of Toledo Rockets sideline reporter coming off that big win. Central Michigan. But game one and two tonight and tomorrow in Cleveland, then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to Wrigley Field in Chicago, and then Tuesday, Wednesday next week for games six and seven if necessary. Great time of the year. First pitch tonight, 8:08 on Fox. We'll have the game right here in the ticket as well. Unbelievable. Good matchup. Compelling matchup. The Cubs and the Cleveland Indians getting underway tonight. TAS Electronics. Update, little weather, little sports. It is remote car starter season, by the way. $129 installed. McCord, north of Airport, Monroe and Whiteford. Say hi to Al Papier and all the great folks over at TAS Electronics. Have been part of Drive Time for a long time. TAS Electronics, Toledo's remote car starter experts, no doubt about it. Here's the updates. Traffic, of course, brought to you by Super Fitness Toledo. This is Drive Time, and it's driven by the one and only low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. My name is Mike Miller from the showroom.
Jams. It's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. Glad to have you on board, everybody. Dan Cummins joined us, obviously. We talked a little Indians, and we talked a little Ohio State, but about 95% Cleveland Indians. And both of the network sports that he oversees here locally, that's, of course, Fox 36 and WTOL Channel 11, will have extended coverage tonight. Game one, Cubs and Indians. We'll have it right here on the ticket as well at 8 o'clock. First pitch is scheduled for 8:08. So I'd like to thank Dan for coming on. A busy day. Just book this guest tomorrow, too. Rod Beard will join us. Detroit News tomorrow at 5:15 as the Pistons open their season. Rod is the beat writer for the Detroit Pistons. The downside there, Reggie Jackson, of course, the fine point guard for the Pistons, will not start the season, and a plethora of transactions here the last couple of days. Pistons should be improved and better. Cavaliers are hanging their banner tonight over at Quicken Loans Arena, adjacent to Progressive Field. Cleveland is, well, wild. Cleveland is rocking tonight, and probably been rocking all day if you know the truth, but hats off to Cleveland, and also hats off, everybody, to the University of Toledo Rockets. They keep rolling on, this Rocket Club. They're 3-0 in the MAC. They're going to try to push it to 4-0 Thursday night against the Ohio Bobcats, who, by the way, lead the MAC's East Division. The Rockets are 6-1 overall, and the guy that brings a lot of energy to the broadcast from the sideline, Jim Hell joins us. Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hey, good to be with you, Mike. Doing well. Thank you.
Good. Hey, speaking of which, in energy, Jason Candle certainly has brought that to the program. This is a team. I had a chance to watch a little bit of the game on the weekend. Maybe, I don't know, before I traveled for a hockey assignment, Jim. But, you know, I think I watched two quarters anyways. A lot of things going right over there at the Glass Bowl.
Well, and you're correct. When you're 3-0 in league play, and this has kind of been an under-the-radar 3-0 because all the attention's been focused on Western Michigan, cracking the top 20 for really the first time since I think Calvin Coolidge was president. So this has been very much, even though it's been an incredibly productive season, it's been one where Toledo has not gotten much of the national press, and I think Jason Candle's more than fine with that.
You know what, Jim, and I guess that leads to a question. Coaches don't talk about this stuff. They don't want their players to think about this stuff. But guys like me, I'm going to ask the question. What if the Rockets run the table here? And what if Western Michigan is very impressive down the stretch? Don't want to get ahead of ourselves here. A lot of football to play. But if the Rockets came up with an impressive win against Western Michigan in that final regular season game of the year, does the University of Toledo crack the top 25?
Oh, I would think if they defeated Western, there'd be no doubt. We're an awful long way away from that, to be perfectly honest. And while that certainly is wonderful to think about, Mike, if they don't take care of business on Thursday against Ohio, then none of that's really going to be relevant to Toledo, at least in my estimation, and I've seen this movie a few times through the years, is now what I really like to consider into the teeth of the schedule, because everything from here on out is on weeknights. And while I'm a big fan of the television coverage and the national spotlight with all these weekday and weeknight games, I'm kind of from the old school. I believe college football belongs on Saturday, and these kids are college students first, and I think it's a huge interruption of their academic process. That's just my opinion. I realize football stirs the drink in the Mid-American Conference, but one or two weeknight games certainly isn't a big deal in my world, but five to end the season, that's a little much.
Jim, I'm with you 100% for various reasons. I got friends of mine that graduated from University of Toledo. It is neat. They live all over the country to turn on the tube and see a nationally televised game. The other thing, besides the academic side, and we won't go down this road too much, I just like the way the stadium looks on Saturday. There's more people there. There's more energy. Listen, I've been around long enough. I understand the tight shots of the cameras now. They're not showing a lot of... Listen, that's a great venue, and there's a big crowd in there, and been there for some of the big ones. I'm not a big fan of it either, believe me. So I know Dave Hackenberger, old friend, wasn't as well. And as far as going down the road to Western Michigan, you're right. There is a lot of football between now and then. But I do like looking ahead a little bit, because there's nothing more appealing to me to see the University of Toledo in the top 25. And I'm always looking for a way, believe me, for the Rockets to get back in there. And I was thinking ahead, just like I'm thinking if you're an Ohio State fan, for crying out loud, I want the University of Michigan to bludgeon everybody. I want Alabama to get beat by LSU or Auburn. That's not going to happen with Chattanooga. Then I want the Buckeyes. I'm a Buckeye guy. I only root for a couple of teams. Tigers are one. Ohio State is another, and the Lions another. Then Ohio State beat Michigan and see where that rolls. So I do think ahead a little bit, only because I'm not coaching. But your point, Mr. Heller, and the Bobcats, what do they bring into the Glass Bowl, of course, on Thursday night? As I mentioned in this open, they lead the East with a record of 5-3. They're 3-1 in the MAC. Well, what are we going to see from the Cats?
Well, I think this is another typical Frank Solich team. Very solid running the football, doesn't throw a whole lot, and they make the most of the other team's mistakes. And this is a stipend of Frank Solich, in my opinion. He's the elder statesman of the league, has been there 11 years, and they're second in the turnover margin at +6. Now, if Toledo doesn't turn the ball over, they win this game. And turnovers in the last two meetings in this series, which isn't very often, by the way, have played a big role. There was five of them when they got together back in 2010, and I recall vividly the game in 2005 in the Glass Bowl. There was eight of them, and Toledo ended up winning 43-40. So turnovers in this series, for whatever reason, have always been a big part of it. There is a young man that scares me the most on Ohio's roster is their kicker, a fellow by the name of Louis Zervos. He's just a freshman. I'm not even sure if the kid shaves. But he's at about 82%, and he's the best kicker in the Mid-American Conference statistically at this point, and he's won them a lot of ball games. There's two games this year that he's kicked at least four field goals. And you and I both know how important special teams is. I think that's going to be huge. Ohio's going to have to find a way to stop, the number one offense in the Mid-American Conference and the conference's most efficient passer and a slew of good running backs. But Ohio finds a way to force turnovers and keep themselves in ball games.
Logan Woodside, by the way. We're talking to Jim Heller, a fine sideline reporter for the University of Toledo Rockets at another station that we won't mention right now. Woodside, by the way, leads the country with 28 touchdown passes, and he's been absolutely outstanding. Cody Thompson, a big weekend, Mac West Player of the Week. And I guess the two names I just mentioned, Jim Heller, it's not surprising that the Rockets are third in the nation, you know, in conversions on third down attempts. They're 55 for 102, whacking away at about a 54% conversion rate. Those two guys in the middle of a lot of that. Those are a couple of things. The kicker for the Bobcats, Logan Woodside, Cody Thompson, a lot of other guys involved for the Rockets as well. What else that you think will stand out, of course, here on Thursday before I let you go? Did I miss anything?
No, you're doing fine. I think Toledo's ability to stop teams on third downs right around 20%, which by far is the best number in the league. That's going to be very important. And I think something else that Toledo's going to have to do is start a little faster than they've done the last couple of weeks. I mean, here is this high-octane offense, these numbers that you just rattled off so eloquently. Well, the game last Saturday against a pretty good team from Central Michigan was 3-0 at the half. So, you know, I'm sure that's a concern area for Jason Candle, is to try and start a little bit faster instead of waiting, you know, for a monsoon of points in the third and fourth quarter. But, you know, this is a big game. Ohio is certainly in the driver's seat in the East. They're currently tied with Akron. But I like the fact that Toledo's kind of gliding in there under the radar. And, you know, frankly, you talked about top 25 rankings, and those are wonderful. And they look great on paper, and they give people like us plenty to talk about. Toledo could care less about that. What they're interested in is a date in Detroit, Michigan on December 2nd. Haven't been there since 2000.
No, yeah, indeed. No doubt about it. That's, you know, that's the goal. And Jason Candle, in his first year for the Rockets, has done a wonderful job. You know, I had Jason's name written down here, but right below it, Jim Heller, Matt Campbell, of course, over at Iowa State. Is he in contact with any of the folks that in the circles you run in? I mean, do we still hear from Matt? I know he's awful busy. Believe me, he's got a football team and a program he's trying to turn around there. But any Matt Campbell communication sightings that you know of?
Oh, well, absolutely. I still speak with him frequently. You know, I worked with Matt for, you know, since day one he arrived here at the University of Toledo, and a gentleman that I consider not only a good coach but a wonderful human being as well. He's got his hands full. You know, he's been in some tight ball games, and, you know, he's trying to, you know, build the culture to his style over there in Ames, and it's not going to be an easy task in the Big 12, as you and I both know. But to the matter at hand with Toledo, and this is the thing that absolutely flashed me. The last time Ohio won here in Toledo, the year I was born, 1967, and ironically, it was the same year that Toledo won its first Mid-American Conference championship. Ohio hasn't beaten Toledo since 1988.
Jim, that proves one thing. You're a lot younger than me. Hey, listen, I appreciate you coming on, as always. Great information. Please tell Matt Campbell we said hi. He was a great friend of this show. Tell him Mike Miller said hello. And I was thinking about him today, preparing for our little interview as well. So keep up the great work. I was traveling someplace last week on a hockey assignment, watched some of the game, and of course, got in the car and had John. Keep up the great work, Jimmy, and thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, a pleasure, guys. Thank you for your time. You have a great week.
That's Jim Heller, sideline reporter, University of Toledo Rockets. Does a great job. I think he is absolutely outstanding if you ever get a chance to listen to him. Then during the basketball season, I think they stick him in the studio and he does scoreboard updates. That's a real art. And Jim Heller, of course, who did a lot of play-by-play and other things down at Finley College and now is with the Rockets, does a wonderful job. And all of the projects that they put him on. He's a pro. There's no doubt about it. Let's take a timeout. My name is Mike Miller. Back to close this out, some programming updates with Jim Cushland as well. The show is driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. We're at the showroom here in Monroe. Back with more after this.
Turn up the dial. It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore Show, driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com for the greatest deals available. Just a note, come and try hockey for free on Saturday, November the 12th. That's up at the Monroe Multisports Complex. That's on Dixie Highway. Ever thought about getting involved or one of your youngsters involved playing hockey? Now is the time to do it. That's November the 12th. Come try hockey for free. No charge. That's November 12th at the Monroe Multisports Complex. Also, this from the ticket. ESPN 106.5, the ticket, giving you the chance to attend the 2017 College Football National Championship game in Tampa. Of course, that's in January. Info and qualifying, visit 106.5theticket.com. So we have the high school football forum tonight with the Bill Clark gym followed by the ball game tonight. We know that. What in the ball game tomorrow night? Anything else on tap we should know about?
But as of right now, you pretty much nailed it down. You got the high school football forum tonight. It's 7 to 8. By the way, let's see. Ken Winters of Whitmer and Paul Patterson of Genoa will be some of the coaches and players that will be joining Bill Clark. Then, of course, World Series coverage immediately following that today. World Series pregame at 7 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, and then you get into your Thursday, and that'll be a Thursday night football here on the ticket. I would say the biggest thing to make note of is coming up on Friday, because it still is a high school football Friday after all, and it'll be week 10, final week of the regular season. But unlike normal Fridays, there will not be a scoreboard show. As soon as Central Catholic is done, hopefully going 10-0, by the way, we will go immediately to a game three of the World Series at that point.
Buckeye Roundtable, that aired last night, correct?
That was yesterday, the Urban Meyer call-in show. That's every Thursday, noon to 1.
Anything come out of that Buckeye Roundtable yesterday that you had a chance to hear or that you could pass on to our listeners here after that loss at Penn State, Jim?
Well, not too much, really. I mean, nobody's really happy about it, but at the same time, they go out and they take care of business on the games are remaining, and there are going to be some tough ones. I mean, we're all looking forward to Michigan and even to a degree Michigan State. Don't forget, Nebraska is still a top 10 team. That's the Buckeyes' opponent next weekend, but the real consensus here is, yeah, it's an unfortunate loss, but if they can win out and end up back in that Big Ten title game, the playoff will still be totally within grasp.
Again, my name is Mike Miller. The show is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Rod Beard will join us tomorrow night. Pistons open up their season. Rod, of course, is the beat writer for the Detroit News covering the Detroit Pistons. We'll recap World Series Game 1 tomorrow, 8 o'clock tonight, right here in the ticket, 8:08 first pitch as well. Should be a tremendous, tremendous matchup with a lot of energy. Temperature at game time tonight, we're hearing 49 degrees off the lake there in downtown Cleveland, where both at Quicken Loans and Progressive Field will be rocking tonight. I'll tell you what, growing up in the in a tavern that my parents ran for many, many years, the folks that invested bought a liquor license in Ohio and opened a tavern in that little downtown segment in Cleveland. Are going to pay a lot of bills off here over the next couple of weeks. Mortgages going down, throwing money at repair bills and everybody else. Great for the economy, this type of stuff as well. But Rod Baird tomorrow, 5:15, then, of course, followed by Matt Markey at about 5:35. I think Friday, you know, we're out to reset there in Rossford. We'll probably be talking to Tim May and get a little bit of a, you know, an update and a preview of the Ohio State Buckeyes taking on a Northwestern. Jim is in on Thursday, but a big week lined up, obviously, with the Indians in the World Series against the Chicago Cubs. All right, special thanks tonight to Dan Cummins, Fox 36, WTOL Channel 11. They're doing a lot of wall-to-wall coverage on this matchup between the Cubs and the Indians starting tonight. Jim Heller, sideline reporter, University of Toledo Rockets, joined us as well. Mr. Cushlin was back at the studios, everybody. I'll be back here at the Superstore tomorrow. For the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik at the Monroe Superstore, this is Mike Miller saying so long and good night, everybody.